Money Radio, thank you for joining us today. On the line with us now for the Financial Review, we have Anthony Nieves. He is chair of the Institute for Supply Management Non-Manufacturing Business Survey Committee. And Tony, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Strong report. The NMI registering 58.5, up 2.8 percentage points from the July reading of 55.7. And a reminder that any reading above 50 indicates expansion in this part of the economy, this vital part of the economy. That's a big move. What was behind it?
Well, it definitely was a nice rebound from the July reading. That 55.7 was the 12-month running low for this sector. And we're seeing a lot of contributing factors here. Strong consumer confidence, strong commercial confidence. With the 58.5, it's just above the 12-month average. We've had such strong readings for this sector for the past 12 months and prior to that. But when you look at business activity at 60.7 and new orders at 60.4, it just bodes well overall for the non-manufacturing sector.
It looks like most companies are enjoying a very good August.
Definitely. We see corporate profits are up, and it's reflected by the comments from our survey respondents that there is this confidence with the economy and what's going on in their respective companies.
Also, some complaints about tariffs and trade wars.
Each month over month, we're seeing the mentions go up by our respondents. There's a bit of uncertainty surrounding how it will affect overall cost of goods sold for the respective companies. But we do see it directly for those commodity areas. Specifically, we see it in metals, aluminum, stainless steel, steel, those products that are directly impacted by the increase in cost. And whether or not it trickles all the way through the supply chain and winds up as a delivered cost to the consumer, time will tell how much of an impact that will have.
Now, that was one of the interesting points. The index for prices down 0.6 of a percentage point, but still a very strong reading at 62.8. That would seem almost an inflationary kind of a reading. And I'm just kind of wondering, are they starting to get an idea of what pricing is going to be at higher levels?
You know, it's too early to tell still, but we're seeing inflation for sure. It's just not sharp inflation, and it's specific commodity areas. We see it in the petroleum-based products, certain volatile food commodities. We're seeing price increases there, but for the most part, it's not been as strong as one would have thought it might be at this point in time.
Also, we've heard complaints about finding skilled labor. The employment index, again, up, and again, a strong reading at 56.7. What implication does that have for the jobs report that's coming out tomorrow? And what does it have for employment and wages moving forward?
Great question. I think that what we're going to see is that the jobs added is not that strong, only because the labor pool has diminished, and we're seeing it in the skilled areas, as you mentioned, in construction. It continues to be the case for truckers. Overland trucking is suffering. And as far as wage pressures, what we have now is we're seeing companies taking from another company as they recruit versus somebody sitting on the bench, so to speak. So in order to entice people to move from one company to another or industry to another, it's going to be an increase of wages there. So we'll start to see some wage pressure, some wage increases down the road here.
We now have a couple of months. August, strong, solid, after a slight cooling off period. That may not be the best way to describe July because it was still expansion, but it wasn't quite as hot an expansion. What are we seeing shaping up for third quarter GDP?
Well, that's looking at GDP now. When we look at the index at 58.5, the composite index, annualized, that's a 3.5 percentage point GDP when we transpose that. And it looks like that's in sync with most forecasts by economists out there. And so I think that as we go into the third, fourth quarter here, we're going to see this same trend. I think that the The readings that we're seeing for the non-manufacturing sector are sustainable. So we should finish up the year fairly strong.
And what are your respondents saying as you reach out to different parts of the country, different industry groups and sectors? I know that it's generally positive, but what kind of stood out for you?
Again, the number of mentions as it related to the trade war, the tariff tariffs being implemented, and the uncertainty surrounding it. But overall, they still remain positive about the economic outlook. And there seems to be spend going on, capital reinvestment going on, and overall, they seem to be very confident as far as the direction of the non-manufacturing sector.
Well, it was a strong report, no question about it. The August number, the NMI, comes in at 58.5%. That's up 2.8 percentage points higher than the July reading of 55.7, one of the higher readings that we've seen in a while. But this is just continued growth. 109 consecutive months that we've seen now?
It's 108 for the overall economy and 103rd for the non-manufacturing sector.
Okay. Pretty solid. Pretty
Definitely.
Solid. Joining us today from the Institute for Supply Management, the chair of the Institute for Supply Management's Non-Manufacturing Business Survey Committee, Anthony Nieves. Tony, thank you so much.
Thank you.